Wheels up. This is so exciting. The Tango flight program has just completed its second airplane build in just a matter of 4 years. Now, we usually check in with Paul Zielinski, who is a longtime commercial airline pilot, now retired. However, he is not done working because he also happens to be an instructor for Tango Flight and joins us now. Paul, what an exciting time for the program. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Miss Melissa.
So what's interesting for people who don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but the Tango Flight program is only offered right now in Connecticut in two places, Bassac High School in Bridgeport and AITE in Stamford, correct?
That's correct.
So is this a build from the Bridgeport students or the Stamford students or a combo? Who built this?
Well, this is the Bridgeport students. We started our second airplane after we finished the first one about 3-4 years ago, and I finally got it complete.
That's so exciting. So the Tango Flight program began in Bridgeport, at least the Connecticut version of Tango Flight. It started in what, 2022 for Bridgeport?
Probably, maybe a little earlier than that.
Okay.
I wasn't there at the very beginning, so I came in as build one was about a quarter or halfway finished.
That's so exciting. And those students, when they built that plane, that was completed and flown in the summer of 2024. So to turn this around almost not even two years later and have a second plane created, I mean, that's a big deal. I don't know. That seems very quick, but also very, I don't know, it's exciting.
Yeah, we got to the point in the first build where we were doing a lot of the small technical stuff that we couldn't have a lot of students participate in. So at that point, we decided to get another airplane and start the second build while the first build was going on. In the beginning, we do a lot of big stuff, a lot of riveting, putting together the wings and the rudder and the tail, that's all great stuff, but it takes a lot of the students to help us do that. So we were able to do two builds simultaneously. We had enough mentors that we could successfully do the two builds simultaneously.
So for people who don't know, this is a hands-on aviation education program, and it's so cool. I wish it was around when I was a kid. But I have to understand this, Paul. I've learned to, but help my listeners to understand this, how there are high schoolers building airplanes.
It's an amazing program. The high schoolers are excited about it. And I tell them, you know, when you go for a job or you talk to a college about what you've done in high school and you mention that you've built an airplane, that's just going to, you know, your application is going to go to the top of the list.
Right. That's like the best two truths and a lie ever. You know,
exactly.
if you say the two, yeah, I built an airplane, like everyone's going to get that game wrong because you did. I think that's mm-hmm. so cool. I agree. You're going right to the top of the list.
Yeah, and I'd like to give a shout out to our mentors who have been there, you know, every day or just about every day when we're working. Aaron Hollander is the lead of the Tango program here in Connecticut. And he's on the board of directors, and he's the impetus for us getting together and doing all this work. And then we've got a couple financial guys, Patrick and John, a couple engineers. John and Dave, Sikorsky engineer, John and Dave is a materials engineer, and Keith. I want to mention Nate, the teacher. We get this teacher after the program had been in existence for a couple of years. We get this new teacher at Bassac, who's a physics major, and he has been absolutely incredible. He's like the continuity in the program. If the mentors can't be there every day, he knows exactly what's going on. He's got a great handle on he's really come along very, very fast on what we're doing, and without him, we would be lost.
How many students get to be part of the Tango program?
This coming year, the school wants 16 students. I mean, if they could have 30 or 40 students, you know, they would like that because the program is popular. But it's hard to corral that many students and watch them while they're building the airplane.
I was going to say, I would think it's very competitive, but you know, you're talking about building, because you're going to go up in the air with this thing, right?
Right, in a couple weeks. So we have to make sure that it's done right, and, you know, even though the students are very good, you still have to monitor what they're doing and check their work. And ideally, between 8 and 16 students, and AIT runs the program a little, AITE in Stanford runs the program a little differently, and I believe they have 16 students.
Wow.
But there's a classroom curriculum that goes along with this, and it's kind of a STEM program with science, technology, engineering, and math. And so to run the STEM classroom program and the shop program, it gets a little confusing. Not confusing. That's not a good word. But there's a lot going on, and it takes if you have too many students,
it can get chaotic. Yeah, and then it's not effective. Because to your point, Paul, which by the way, for people who recognize this voice, yes, Paul Zielinski is somebody who comes on whenever there's any stories about airplanes or transportation up in the air or airports across the country. I mean, whenever we want to talk about anything with the airlines, we go to Paul because he was a longtime commercial airline pilot, now retired. But what I think is amazing, Paul, is actually you and I got connected through the Tango Flight program because you were one of the instructors. And to your point, what's amazing about this is you've got mentors or instructors or people who are either still in that industry or have retired, but they're giving those skills that are so incredible for the next generation. You're giving it to them locally. I mean, it's really neat. Do you guys still need any mentors? Like, is there a need for that?
Well, you can't have too many mentors. You really can't. We've been lucky that we've had such a good group of guys, a couple retirees, and people that have come pretty much every day. But like I said, you can't have too many. If you have another mentor, he could be working on another section of the airplane with a couple more students. So if anybody's interested, you know, we definitely could use your help.
And this aircraft, as you mentioned, is now the second student build, which is amazing, in a matter of, I think, about 4 years, maybe 4 to 5 years. And you said it's going to be going up in the air in the next couple of weeks. But people could actually see the plane being trucked through to Sikorsky, right?
Right. On Thursday morning at around 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to put the airplane, without the wings, the wings will be in my pickup truck behind, but we're going to put the airplane on a flatbed, and we're going to truck it through with a police escort through Bridgeport just to make sure everything is safe and, you know, people can get out of our way. But the last time we did it was amazing. We were driving down the street and people were just stopping and gawking, and they're like, an airplane is driving down Lafayette Boulevard in Bridgeport. And it's just it was pretty fun. So this year we're going to be doing the same thing.
That is so cool. So if you want to catch it before it takes flight in a couple of weeks, you can. That's going to be tomorrow morning, right around 10 o'clock, where you could catch it in Bridgeport on its way to Sikorsky Airport in Stratford. And I guess my last question for you, Paul, is what is that like for you as the, you know, as an instructor or somebody who's a mentor to these students to see this now come to fruition from start to now finish? But also, we've had students on who were part of that first build and it was life changing for them. What is this process like?
Well, the best part about the program is the students. And I've always said that, you know, I'm a mentor and I'm helping the students. The airplane is what I'm doing while we're mentoring. It could be something else, but, you know, we all have this passion for aviation, so we're building an airplane. But the students do get a lot out of it. You can see the pride in their eyes and the excitement when they get to fly it. It's really, really special, and it's all about the students.
It's amazing. So a group of Bridgeport students with the second student-built aircraft, which is going to be going up in a matter of weeks. Keep me posted on that, Paul, because I'd love to see it in real time. That would be incredible. But for us this week, if you want to catch the plane actually being carted through Bridgeport up to the Sikorsky Airport in Stratford, you can right around 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. But Paul, always appreciate having you here. And if people want more information about the Tango Flight program, I'm going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com. Congratulations, Paul, to you and everybody who's part of Tango Flight. I'm very excited to see this new aircraft go up in the air.
Great. Thank you very much, Melissa.
You're very welcome.